When World War II began, automakers suddenly switched from making cars to the equipment needed to win a war. The changeover here made this factory the biggest glider maker in the world. It's today's American Countryside, brought to you by NextEra Energy Resources, an American company working with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company, proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Roots, they're your crop's foundation. Your success depends on them. Your roots can make or break you each season. Take charge of your roots this season with Radiate from Crop Production Services. Designed to give your crop a stronger, more robust foundation for yield and quality, Radiate can make all the difference for your crop this season. Ask your CPS dealer about Radiate or go to RadiateGiveBack.com for more information. Always read and follow label directions.
In the 1920s, Henry Ford built a production plant in Iron Mountain, Michigan. It employed over 7,000 people. The lumber in the area was initially the draw for the automaker to use in production of the Model T. But World War II would change the role of this industrial complex.
When car production was totally eliminated, they began producing gliders. And between 1942 and 1945, we produced 4,190 CG-4A gliders, which were the principal gliders used during World War II.
Bill Cummings says this was the largest facility producing gliders in the U.S. In fact, the next three facilities combined didn't make as many as they did here in Iron Mountain.
Gliders obviously were silent. They were towed by a plane. They were released, and they could drop behind enemy lines without being detected. They dropped them usually from about 600 feet, which gave the pilot a minute and a half to find a place to land them.
The gliders were an important way to get a multitude of items to the front of the battle.
They could carry 13 troops in this particular model. They could also carry a jeep and I think it's 6 troops. They could carry a small bulldozer.
Or they might load any combination of the above with needed supplies. They were usually a one-flight aircraft.
I think about 10% of the time they might have been able to reuse them. That was really almost a disposable piece of equipment. A lot of times they were damaged.
It's rare to find one of those gliders today, but one is here, and it has quite a story. It's next time as we travel the countryside in Iron Mountain, Michigan. I'm Andrew McCray.